my first concert ever. I think it was 1975 or 76, Doobie Brothers in Japan, Fukuoka, Japan.
Do you wow.
Do you remember that the Japanese tour?
If it was I don't know if I was there in 76. I'm not really sure.
I remember Konnichiwa. Yeah, just Skoshi. So, you know, everybody has fond songs that they remember, and there's songs that you guys bring to the table that are personal to you. But is there a song that you guys don't get to play at a show that you really wish had connected better with the audience the way you wanted it to?
It's really, you mean getting to play it live?
Yeah.
There are probably a lot of deep, we call those deep tracks or album cuts or whatever. There are some over the years. I can think of a few that, you know, would be fun to play live. And a couple we have. One is Dark Eyed Cajun Woman. I always got a big kick out of that because I finally got to do a blues tune with the band, you know. But there are others like Song to See You Through or Ukiah or...
I think one of the reasons that we redid Nobody a few years ago is because I think Tommy and the guys that were there at the beginning, not me, but felt like, you know, that they didn't quite capture it when they made the recording, even though it was a great song. So that's one that got revisited with that in mind.
So you guys, your career, I mean, it's you're going on, what, 35 years now, 40 years?
Sure.
16, right?
But that sounds good to me.
I'm the new guy, and I've been there more than 35 years.
You're the new guy, and you've been here more than 35 yes. years. So you got the new guy.
So, actually working on 44, but nobody's
44? But there's been people instrumental in making sure, guiding your career along the way. Right? Is there somebody that stands out in the beginning? Or I mean, you mentioned a couple of producers, well, and you mentioned a manager.
Well, Bruce Cohen's been the group's manager since pretty much the beginning, and Ted Templeman is the guy that really started producing the band's hits when he took over and produced, you know, the Toulouse Street album, and with Ted listened to the music and. Yeah.
He was there for the first album, too, but Lenny Warrenker did the first album. He's the official producer, and Teddy was just getting his feet wet in the producing end of things.
So you've had a guide for the last 44 years, going on 44 years, keeping you in the right direction.
Well, yeah, up until the last album we did in 2010. We did a couple also when we everybody split apart. I left a little earlier than some of the others and did a couple of solo albums. Then the band split up in, I think it's 82, is that right?
Yeah, late 82.
And then what got everybody back together was Keith Knudsen, who was a drummer for the band for years and a really good friend of John and mine and everybody, but suggested that we get together because he was involved with the Vietnam vets and he wanted to do a benefit for him.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We did that, but in doing it, we brought four drummers, four guitar players, one bass player. Could have had more than that, but that's how we got. And we had Mike on one side.
Four drummers wasn't enough. We had to have a percussionist too.
I was going to get to Bobby LeKind on percussion and Cornelius Bumpus. So it was a lot of people on stage. And we rehearsed that and got that all together, and that took a while because it's a lot of guys to get all lined up and going in the same direction.
Right.
And in doing that, we played, I don't know, I think 10 shows all together. It started out as one and ended up being in 10 somewhat to pay for all the costs we incurred getting it together. But the big one, the penupsulate gig, if you will, and the reason it was all done, we did at the Hollywood Bowl. And it sold out, I think, second fastest sellout they'd had after the Beatles. So it was pretty cool. And then while we were doing that, Ted Templeman was over there sort of helping with the arranging and what have you of the songs while we were practicing. And he brought the idea up. Well, what would you think about getting back together in the original formation, which is the way we are now? And everybody was doing stuff, but none of it was really that drastically important. You know, we're playing in their area and maybe playing in this band or that band, but not a big deal. So we all said, sure, why not? And we did, and we went on and cut an album, but we didn't do it with Ted, and we didn't do it on Warner's. We ended up at Capitol. Joe Smith, who signed us to Warner's originally, had moved over to Capitol, and he brought us in there, and we did Cycles. And we followed that up with Brotherhood, and then that went away, and we've been on the road since 89, I guess.
just kind of digressing into kind of a different area. I mean, as financial planners, one of the big things we deal with are the parents and passing on to their kids, not the money issue, but the responsibility and the respect and the making good choices. Do you guys have children, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what have you guys done to make sure the kids are grounded? Because, I mean, you know, dad's a big rock star and, you know, all that type of stuff. How do you?
I just tell them, don't do anything like I did it.
don't do it like I did it. How'd that work out for you?
It makes it so pretty good.
Most of these kids have their own mind. I won't get off into that end of it, but I had one that decided to kind of follow dad's path, if you will. And then another one is a complete polar opposite. So, but as far as you're talking about financial planning or, you know.
No, just keeping them grounded, because I think sometimes the kids get lost in the life, that what could be the lifestyle of, you know, being related to somebody like, you know, the two of you.
You know what the difference is for this band? We're not a band that gets tons of daily dish press. We're not, you know, we can go anywhere and they're not going to get slammed by photographers and stuff. Doesn't matter. And so they were spared, you know, that end of it. It's not like having the Beatles walking around and then your kids all.
Yeah, I think the band's always been about the music and has more of a common man work ethic.
Well, no, and certainly I think that's always been probably your core audience is middle America. It's mm-hmm. been fantastic.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your time today, guys. Thank you
very much.
Thank you,
man. Our pleasure.